It's been one of the side effects of the pandemic, and a study published this morning finds that 95% of workers now favour some form of remote working. The survey was carried out by NUI Galway and the Western Development Commission among more than 6,000 people in both the public and private sectors. It also found that almost one third of respondents would prefer to work from home all of the time. Sarah O'Connell is a marketing manager from County Tipperary. She spoke to our reporter Joan O'Sullivan last night and told her why she hopes to continue to be able to work remotely.
It took a while to get used to, but once you set your routine, you possibly achieve more and get more done. If you look at how your day is mapped out now, if you're trying to communicate with a colleague, it's normally it's scheduled calls, and you make the time in your day to be like, right, we're going to do task A, B and C, and there's kind of an agenda set to it. But if you were in the office, that might be like an ad hoc idle chit chat. It could go on a little bit longer. So I think it has been quite effective, as in that like your time management might improve. Your whole day, you're gaining, I would say in my personal day, about 40 minutes extra.
Would you like to continue working remotely all the time, or would you like to do it as a hybrid model? What would you like to do?
Personally, I think the hybrid model would work. My first 2 weeks, I'd say, from working from home, there is a little bit of a novelty, but also it's a little bit lonely. Like, you do miss that social interaction.
And that was Sarah O'Connell. Joining us now is Dr. Alma McCarthy, who's Professor of Public Sector Management at NUI Galway. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to us, first of all, about the people who took part in this survey. Have they all been working from home at least some of the time over the past year?
Yes. So 75% of the respondents have been working fully remotely, and 20% a mix of on-site and a mix of remote, and then there were 5% that were working fully on-site or not working. So 95% have been working remotely, and most of those full-time.
Looking at the results, the thing that jumps out immediately is the fact that very few people seem to want to return to the office full-time.
Yes, absolutely. And this has really, diminished over the last year. So, I mean, we are looking at a particular cohort of the workforce here who are in a position to work remotely. Mm. So I think that's important to mention up at front. But when we did this study in April 2020, which was just 6 weeks after, the crisis, and when we were forced to work remotely, 16% at that time said that they did not want to work remotely for any period of time and wanted to go back full-time. That 16% figure now, 1 year on, has reduced to 5%, which we found quite surprising. And as well, in the April 2021 figures, 32% would like to work fully remotely all of the time, which increased from 12% 1 year ago.
You also spoke to managers. What did they tell you about the past year?
So this phase, we introduced questions and a module on people managers, because it's the first time that this particular perspective has been taken. And so we asked different questions around, I suppose, how they're finding managing their team remotely versus on-site, impacts on productivity of the team. We had over 2,100 responses from managers. And interestingly, 44% see that remote working has had a positive impact on their team's productivity. And the same percentage say there's no difference. And 12% responded that it has negatively impacted their team's productivity. One of the challenges that is definitely there for managers and for organizations is around training. So 45% of the managers indicated that they had not received the training needed to manage their team remotely. And 36% said they had received basic training, and just 1 in 5 had received sufficient training. So that's an area that would need to be better supported for managers.
Dr. Alma McCarthy, thanks indeed for joining us this morning.